Thank you. Today it's about your mom. I hope you love your mom. In fact, I want you to learn a couple of really important things about your mom. Before I do, though, let me tell you my first point. And that is this, that your mom will always be there for you, always stand up for you. I remember when my father was going away for a month. Never happened very often, but before he left, he gave us a lecture, and he said, "Here's the story, David. If you don't behave yourself, your mother's supposed to spank you. If she doesn't spank you, then when I get back, we'll catch up on the spankings." So, of course, I got in trouble. Of course, right? Don't be too critical, because you probably did the same thing. I got in trouble, and my mother says, "I have to spank you." I said, "Really? No, no, no." In fact, I was about 12 then. I was stronger than my mother, and I held her up against the wall so she couldn't spank me. She says, "I have to spank you, because if I don't, your dad will. Who would you rather get your spanking from?" I said, "Okay, Mom." So I turned around, and she gave me about 4 pats on the backside. That's why you're fat back there. Why, lots of cushion, right? And said, "Okay, now don't forget to tell your dad that you got a spanking." I could take those spankings any time of the day. My mother was always, always there for me. I remember when I was 7 years old, I fainted at school. My mother carried me home on her back because I didn't feel good. I remember, she used to flip me coins. Back in my day, I got 50 cents a week for allowance, can you imagine? And for that, I had to do garbage, chores, and all kinds of stuff. But my mother always flipped me extra coins. I mean, mothers are special. And so today, I want to talk about the fact that your mother is there for you. And there's no better illustration of this than with Jesus himself. Take a look here at the screen. Your mom will always stand by you. Here's the story. Look at this. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. This is a scripture that's always astounded me. Everybody else was against him, but not his mother. He's going to the cross, right? I mean, he's really being tortured. I mean, everybody's against him. Let me show that to you. Look at this next screen. They cried out and they said, "Away with him! Crucify him!" The whole crowd was against her son. And look at this. And all they that passed by reviled him. They were mocking him, making him shameful. Right? Look at this. Likewise, the chief priests. I mean, we're talking about leaders here. And what were they doing? Look at this. They're mocking him. And they joined in with the scribes, the writers, the authors, and the big shots. Everybody's mocking her son. The thieves also. Look at this. Which were crucified with him. They cast the same in his teeth. Yeah. And so, look at this. And they that crucified him, look at this. They reviled him. They mocked him. They shamed him. They made fun of him. They bullied him. And then one of the soldiers came by with a spear and pierced his side. Now, with all of these against Jesus, I mean, remember that the Roman tradition that when they crucified somebody, everybody had to show unity in the military. So everybody had to march by the victim-to-be and perform some act of violence. Some of them smote him. Some of them plucked his beard. Some of them spat in his face. In fact, if you could have seen in the face of the Son of God and God the Son, you probably couldn't have seen his eyes for human spittle covering up his whole face. Punches, mocking, comments. Everybody was against her son, except her. He's on the cross. Look at the scripture one more time. There stood by, that's what mothers do, stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother. Now I want to show you one more thing. Watch this. Not only did his mother stand by him, as mothers always do, but she got as many others to stand with her on the side of her son as possible. So look at the rest of the scripture. Now they stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and, in addition, his mother's sister. Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. Three different Marys. Here's the story. Your mother will always stand by you, even when the crowd is against you. When nobody else believes in you, when nobody else cares about you. In fact, they may have carried on all kinds of vicious commentary and actions and disrespect, blasphemed, mocked, terrorized you perhaps. But not your mother. Your mother is always going to stand by you. That's what mothers do. Now, so what I want to do now is talk about seven more things or so that we should understand about mothers. So you ready to go? Here's the second one. You should always stand by your mom. She stands by you. You should always stand by your mom. So let's go back to the story of Jesus. Now, he's on the cross, right? So look at the sketch now. He's on the cross, and Jesus saw his mother from the cross. And he saw the disciple standing beside her, the disciple that he loved. It was his buddy John, right? And so what does he do? He says unto his mother, "Woman, from now on, John is your son. I'm not going to be here. So behold your son." Now watch this. Then he said to the disciple, "John, my mom is now your mom. Behold your mom." And watch what he did. And from that hour, that disciple, John, took her unto his own home. So here's Jesus. And what's he doing? He's making sure his mom gets looked after. And that's what you and I ought to do. Mums, your mom will stand by you. You want to make sure. You want to make really sure you stand by your mom. Now, let's learn a few more things. Here we go. Both God and mums are the only ones who know us before everybody else. Now, watch here now. Here's a biblical story, and I'm going to give you a comment from the book of Psalms. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard Mary speak, that the babe leaped in her womb. Mothers knew you when you were still in the womb. Watch now. Watch now. For lo, another verse, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Yeah. This is quite stunning, you know that. Watch you now. I'm going to give you another. Really, that babies, when you were in your mother's womb, there were feelings. She felt for you and you could feel for her. Watch. In Psalm 139, one of my favorite passages. And, look at this. I forgot to put the right reference in here, so just ignore the reference. Here's what it says. Thou hast possessed my reins, the control of me. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Only God and your mom knew you when you were still in your mother's womb. This is absolutely an important facet. For 9 months, before any human eye had ever been laid upon you, before anybody understood, before anybody knew you, before anybody even knew your gender, hadn't felt your heartbeat yet, but then this mother of yours was the only one who could feel everything about you, and she did. And she bonded with you. And that's the way it's supposed to happen. We bond with them, and they bond with us, and that's why mothers are so important. You wouldn't get here without her. So watch this. I was covered me in my mother's womb. My substance, stuff I was being made out of when I was in my mother's womb, look at this. My substance, when I was made in secret, hey, mother's womb, watch here now. And I haven't got my handle around this idea yet, but curiously wrought, I don't know why it's called the lowest parts of the earth, but it's referring to her, her womb. And so here we have the story that your mom and God both knew exactly all the details, or a lot of them, about you before you were even born. Nobody else. So your mother will always stand by you. You'll always want to stand by your mother. And you need to understand that your mother and God are the only two who knew everything about you before you even saw the light of day. Before you gasped your first breath of air. Wow, that's intimate, isn't it? Now, here's something you need to know about your mom. Mothers often have intuition. It seems to go with their gender. Watch this now, because here's a good definition of intuition. It is the ability to understand something without going through the process of conscious reasoning. They can just leap to a truth and not have to work their way incrementally up to understanding it. They just have intuition. And your mother has intuitions about you. She's got information that nobody else can even get because there's no process, no logical steps. She just knows you intuitively. Now, just to show this is a biblical idea, I want you to go to the screen once again with me. So here is the women. They remembered the words of Jesus, right? Now, here's what they did. So they went from the sepulchre and told these things to the 11 and to all the rest of the disciples, right? They had an intuition, right? Now, watch this. Look at the response. First of all, this is who they were. They were Mary, Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and other women. Now watch this. They that were there, they told these things to the apostles, right? Intuitively. Watch it now. And they're now watch this, because the disciples, the men, couldn't handle it. Watch it. Their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. You see, your mother will believe things about you that nobody else will, intuitively. Watch it now. So what happens in this story, and I want you to see it on the screen, that the men, seasoned men, smart men, wise men, couldn't get it. They didn't believe the women. And their words seemed like idle tales. Yeah, just making it up. Nope. These women had an intuition. Okay, now watch here now. So the disciples, before they would believe, had to check it out. Here they go. Remember what intuition is? The ability to understand something without the need for conscious reasoning. You just know something. Intuition, right? So the disciples go to check it out. Their words had seemed to them like idols. Now here goes the disciples. So Peter gets up. Peter gets up and he ran to the sepulchre. Stooping down, he saw the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed. And he still was having a hard time believing, wondering in himself at that which has come to pass. Women have intuition. Men require logic. There are some things that you can only get by logic. There's some things you can only get by intuition, because some things, you know, so many people think logically to wrong conclusions. But watch this now. Your mother, she not only knew you before you're born, but has known you every day since then. And she's got intuitions about you. She's got beliefs about you that are so positive and upscale. Nobody else probably buy in. Others may not believe, but your mother, she'll always stand by you. You should always stand by her. And your mother knows things intuitively about you because she was there with God, with you, nobody else, in the womb, when you were in the womb. So mothers have tuition. Now, here's where we want to get to, because mothers now are to be honored by their children. And here comes the scripture. Honor thy father and thy mother. But we're just dealing with a mother today. Now, look at the consequences, look, rather the results. Look at the benefits. If you will stand by your mother, if you will accept her belief and her faith in you, here's what will happen for you. Your days will be long upon the, you're going to live a long time. That means you're going to have less disease, less things going the wrong way, robbing you of life. People who don't honor them are going to face problems and issues, but not you. If you honor your mother, your days will be long upon the land which the Lord. You're going to live a long time, disease free. It's one of the benefits of honoring your mother. Now, look at this now. In addition to being honored, you want to bless your mother. And there's a difference. Watch this. So here's this great scripture from Proverbs. Her children rise up and they call her blessed. Oh, Mom, you are so good. You are so blessed. You've got so much going for you. And the husband also, and he praises her. But children are to rise up and call their mother blessed. Not cursed. Benefited. Not deprived. And so it goes on. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Mothers are to be blessed by their children. Now, not just so, but watch here now. Because there's a generation. There is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. I hope you're not part of that generation. Watch it now. There's a generation that doth not bless their mother. Does do what the scripture said. Watch. So, look at this now. This generation thinks they know it all. They are pure in their own eyes. And yet the fact is, they are not washed from their filthiness. They got so much stuff going the wrong way. They can't even see straight. But they think they can. They're pure in their own eyes. They think they know it all. And so they think they're smarter than father and mother. And they refuse to bless their mother. Watch here now. This generation is described in more detail here. How lofty are their eyes. And their eyelids are lifted up. We're talking about pride here. There's a generation. Now watch this, because it affects how the talk comes. There's a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives. They are devouring. You never want to do that with your mom. Mothers are to be honored by us. Not only to be honored by us, but they are to be blessed by us. In fact, I hope that you can become creative and think of ways to bless your mother. Maybe it's just a compliment. Those go a long way. Kudos, you know. Attaboys. Expressions of gratefulness. Sometimes gifts, but never let the gift become a substitute for the verbal, but Mom, you're amazing. Mom, you're wonderful. Honor her and bless her. It's about your mom. Make sure you bless your mom. Now, there's another nuance to this. Remember the scripture, we already mentioned it. The children rise up and they call her blessed. But watch this now. In addition, hold on a second. The husband is also to do this. Mothers are to be blessed by their children. So are the husbands and the fathers to do that. So here we are. Mothers are to be blessed and praised by their husbands. Now this is really important. Encourage your father. Treat mom right. Treat mom blessed. Praise her. Dad, make sure you give mom look at all she has done for you and us and the whole family. Give her praise. See, back to the same scripture. Her children rise up and they call her blessed, but her husband also. Ooh. And in addition, he praises her. It's about your mom. OK. So make sure that you bless her and encourage your father to praise her and give her the kudos, compliments, and the gratefulness, the expression. I think it was Shakespeare that said, how much sharper than a serpent's tooth is an ungrateful child. Mothers have done so much. They'll always be on your side. They'll always stand up for you. Stand up for them. Make sure you do. And give them praise. And give them blessing and honor. Now, in the long term, check this. Mothers should be respected and never despised. Never despise your mother. Look at this now. Here comes the scripture. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee. Okay, listen to him. And despise not thy mother, even when she is old. Carry this respect. Carry this praise. Carry this honoring of your mother all of her life. Don't despise her ever. Now, here's the difference between respect and despise. Respect means to esteem, to hold in high regard, to show admiration. On the other side of the coin, despise means to feel contempt, to consider the person of little worth. Mothers should be respected, not despised. Hearken to thy father, listen to your father, but make sure that you don't despise your mother, even when she is old. Here's why. Here's another reason. He that wastes his father, and watch this, and chases away his mother, is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Don't chase away your mother. Watch her now. So now watch this. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that caused thee to err from the words of knowledge. In other words, back to the scripture. Well, let me go back one. Don't chase your mother. Don't chase away your mother. Don't put her off. Don't separate from her. Don't have a cold war with her. Don't go silent. Don't reject her. Now watch this, because the next verse is telling us another insight that's really important about your mom. And here it is. That there are people, peers, who will badmouth all mothers and try to get you to badmouth your mother. So cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes you to put your mother out of sight, out of the way, out of your life. They should be respected and never despised. Now, they should always be obeyed. They should be obeyed fervently. So look at this scripture. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. So here's the story. The father says, we need to do this. And then the mother comes along with the laws, the steps on how to achieve what the father says we should be doing. So she's got the rules. She's got these laws in place. And here's, because this is about your mom, make sure that you follow her instructions. She should always be obeyed. And I want you to to do it fervently. I mean, with zeal. Forsake not the law of your mother. In fact, here's how to do it fervently. Bind them continually on your heart. Keep them in your heart. Not just your head, but your heart. Now, in this ancient time, they would bind them about the neck. They wore a necklace with little mottos and reminders on them. Today, we come right on our hands, and now we did it in our phones. Keep them continually in your heart. Bind them about your neck. Now, here's the benefit, that when your mother gives you instructions, because this is the one who's on your side all the time, right? This is the one who will never let you down. This is the one who is always going to stand up for you. So when she gives you an instruction, It's not something to ruin your fun, but to make sure you do well. So when you get instructions from your mom, when you get these rules from your mom, watch this now. When you go, those rules will keep you, they'll lead you rather. They'll show you exactly how to go and where to go. And look at this. And when you sleep, it will keep you. You will have good rest. And when you wake, those will talk to you, and you keep mother's words in your mind and your heart all the time. For the commandment is a lamp, that's what the Father did, and the law is the light. And so, I don't want you to miss this. Mothers should be fervently obeyed all the time. There's a high risk in not following your mom or your father. Watch you now. The eye that mocketh at his father. And look at this. And the eye that despises to obey his mother. Look at what will happen. The ravens of the valley shall pluck it out. And the young eagles shall eat it. You will not be able to see straight the rest of your life. Your eyes get affected when we despise to obey our mothers. Now watch this, because we've been talking, it's about your mom today, right? It's about your mom. I hope you focus on your mom. Because mother's love for you is surpassed only by God. Look at this testimony. I was my father's son, but, watch this now, but tender and only beloved in the sight of my mom. She sees you through tender eyes. She has a love for you that can only be compared to God. Of course, he loves you ultimately, doesn't he? Because that's what he's like. But moms are to be the closest thing on earth to what God is really like in your life. Your mom. Your mother's love for you surpasses it all, except for God. Here's what. Mom's going to disappear one day. And for me, my mom is gone. I wish heaven had visiting hours. I really do. You won't always have your mom. You'll not always have her love, but you'll always remember it. But the one love that you'll always have is the love similar to hers, but only that which comes from God. Take a look at the scripture. God says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And just like your mother, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. And that's what mother's love and God's love is like. Here it is in a nutshell. No matter how wrong you go, they'll help you get back. No matter what mistakes, they'll help you recover. It doesn't matter how much you've fallen down, they'll help you get back up again. Mums are like that. It's about your mum. But it's also what God is like. And what a great and beautiful thing it is not to be a rejecter of a mother and not to reject your father and not to reject God, but to welcome them into your life with honor and respect and praise. Because there's nobody like God, and the closest thing to it is your mom. So here in closing is my recommendation to you. Stay smart. Because that is what will keep your mom happy. Yep. Praise her. Yes, honor her. Yes, obey her. But she wants to see you smart. She wants to see you wise. Wisdom is the Bible word for smart. Now watch this. The father of those who do right shall greatly rejoice. And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Whoa. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall be happy. Rejoice. Why? Because you have wisdom. It's about your mom. Make sure you honor, bless, praise, obey, and get smart. Because it's all about God and your mom.